How did you get interested in yoga in the first place?
Because I guess I was that kind of person.
A seeker.
A seeker, yeah, that's what it was. And yoga, I did some paintings of a yogi who lived in Peru. And that started me off. I did a painting of him from memory. He was a very famous yogi, and he lived on Lake Titicaca. Lake Titicaca.
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 Yeah.
He lived there. He just lived there. He just, you know, he was living there in the wild. And, you know, he was getting his food there. He was a yogi, a real one. And he was living the life of a real yogi at that point. Very inspiring he was at the time. So I was kind of inspired by him, you know, like that kind of... I thought about it, but I wasn't the type that would be the, what do you call the...
acolyte.
Well, no, I was not going to be an acolyte. I wasn't cut out to... live in the wilds.
Right. You needed cappuccino.
That sort of thing. I was much more of a city boy.
Yeah.
Don't forget I was born in the biggest city in the country. I mean, it was London. I was born in London. It was the biggest city in those days. So I was a city boy.
How were your early days in Subud? What were your Latihan experiences like and your experiences with the Subud community?
They were quite strong, very strong, because they had a very strong group in Montreal. Very nice people, as I said, very friendly, and the Latihans were very strong in those days. In fact, we had to have groups because they were so noisy and strong that they had to have other groups that weren't so noisy. And you could either belong to the noisy one or the other one, the regular one.
Were you in the noisy one?
No, I was with the grads, and they weren't the noisy ones. They were real noisy. They used to go around punching walls in. You know, like they were not very rough in Montreal. So some of the men used to get carried away very much. They wouldn't be violent to us, just, you know, showing off what they, you know, they were tough. That's what it was. They were tough.
Macho.
Macho. They were very macho. Because that's the way the French Canadians are. You know, the boys. And I liked them all. It was great.
Do you remember any experiences in Latihan, any particularly strong ones or ones where you had realizations that affected your life?
No, don't forget, you know, I was doing some very powerful meditation and yoga too. So I kind of fell into whatever was going on there as being natural to me. You know, I thought... But I did get, I got a feeling, because I actually decided to leave the yoga behind, you see. So it was a strong enough force, the Latihan, to obliterate the rest of things that I had, you know, that I knew about. So that was what it was.
Now, did you come to Vancouver directly from Montreal, or were there steps in between?
Well, I was married in Montreal. I had kids there.
How many kids?
Two.
Two boys?
Two boys.
And they live around here?
Oh, yeah. My son was here last night.
Good.
My young son. He likes to come over and see me, and he's taking care of me. So
good.
And my other son is too. They're both good boys.
They both look in on you.
Yeah, they do.
And you moved here to Vancouver. What led you to come here?
You know what? I decided that because I met a friend who lived in Vancouver in Montreal. She was my next door neighbor. And she said, well, why don't you come to Vancouver? It's nice there, you see. And I got a big house and you can stay there for a while. So I took my whole family. I bought a school bus and put them all in the school bus and drove there from Montreal to Vancouver. What a trip that was.
What year would this have been?
Maybe 52, 53, maybe something like
that. No, maybe more like 72 or 73.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's I'm adding on where I left off.
So the 70s, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was Eunice. Eunice is the girl that I knew.
The neighbor.
Yeah, and Paul, actually her boyfriend. They both came to Vancouver. No, where were they? Where was I now? I'm getting mixed.
You're on a bus from Montreal to Vancouver.
Yeah, but I've been thinking of the time that they came over first, you see. They were living in Vancouver, right?
Right.
And they came to Montreal.
And became your neighbor.
That's right.
And encouraged you to, offered you to live
in
Vancouver.
Right.
And that you said, I'm buying that.
Oh, yeah, I did. I actually bought, as I said, I bought a school bus, a little one. And I took the whole family and everything on the top. And we went there. I just drove there. And it was a fantastic trip, oh God. We drove all the way. That's a long trip.
Sure.
But I was up to it in those days. I mean, you know, I did things like buy a school bus and stuff like that. But I got it secondhand, you know.